The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Today, we're going to be talking about SEO. What is SEO? Yesterday's program, we talked a lot about website optimization and the importance of it. And today, we figured we would tackle SEO and video SEO, what it means, what it is, how it can benefit you, why you need it, everything you wanted to know about SEO, but were afraid to ask. We're going to tackle that subject today. Our mission each weekday here is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive and most effective tools to carry your business to victory. Whether you run a small to mid-sized company, you've got a multi-location car dealership, you're a franchise owner or dealer, you're a lawyer, an accountant, you run a liquor store, whatever. You happen to be doing, I've always felt that it's nice to kind of band together. We're kind of the radio chamber of commerce, if you will, in terms of trying to give you the right tools, convey some of the things that we've tried that have been, super successful for us and the stuff that we did and they failed miserably. And we can then download that to our listeners to prevent you from having to make those same mistakes and to be able to capitalize on some of the things that we know work. And that's one of the reasons we're tackling SEO today. So we're going to outline SEO and what it is and what it means and video SEO. If you have any comments or questions, you may call us at 646-716-8747. I've received several emails from you, the listeners saying that they're a little gun-shy to be on the radio. But it's really just like having a conversation. It's not that big of a deal, but I do appreciate getting your feedback and your questions. You can email us any questions that you have at info@videobroadcastservices.com. We do check the email as we're on the air, so we're able to do that. Today's show is being recorded because we're both going to be on location for the next couple of days. So I do apologize about that, but so today you're not going to be able to call in, but in the future you can call in at 646-716-8747 or email us any questions you have at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Even after broadcast, we can still answer your questions. It's not that big of a deal. We enjoy getting them. It kind of gives us feedback in terms of what helped, what didn't help, what you need more information on, and so forth. So we love to hear from you. A little bit about us. We are an exclusive marketing firm. One of our tools for success and how we run our business and how we obtain a massive online presence for our clients is through the power of video. It's said that the picture is worth a thousand words. What is a video worth? We think millions. And it really is one of those things where if you're not using video to market your business, you will be. But enough about us because we're really here for you. But I wanted to just give you a little bit of a background on who we are. So enough about us. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here and a really great, great show. Kind of segues in what we were talking about yesterday with the importance of website optimization. Now we're still in the, talking about optimization, just turning that more towards, general SEO and video SEO. So really, really important topic today.
Right. I want to do a lot of a Q&A today, Kyle. I tend to really, the listeners are probably rolling their eyes. I tend to get off on a tangent with things sometimes, but a lot of it's just because I'm very passionate about what we do, and I know that when I have a morsel of information that could really help somebody, I kind of get off and really want to veer off in another different direction and trying to really help our listeners with some information. So today, because we are going to be on a shortened show, We're both going to be tied up with production and a multitude of other tasks that we need to get done, but a lot of the topics are definitely something we want to tackle and get the information out. So we'll do a little bit of a Q&A today, Kyle. What would be your elevator speech for exactly what SEO and video SEO, what exactly does that mean to someone who owns a website?
Well, SEO is, you know, if we're talking generally about SEO, that's techniques that take place on the back end, or there's two different types. There's on-site SEO, stuff that takes place on your website. There's off-site SEO, things that we can do outside of our website to rank our websites. And then video SEO would be the same for ranking a video within YouTube and having that video rank within Google. There's stuff that you can do to the video itself and to help the on-site SEO for that video, than things that we can take that we can do outside of that video to help it rank as well.
Correct. Okay, so you know, search engine optimization is really what SEO stands for, and it really ties into the optimization of your website. And then, as you pointed out, doing the external stuff that you can do to get your website to rank better, found more easily, and so forth. So, Kyle, we are, you know, two of the things that we integrate into our video marketing. First of all, video marketing is not merely shooting a video and placing it on your website. That is not video marketing. Making a video, hiring a videographer, or trying to make a silly video and posting that on YouTube or your website is also not video marketing. That video still has the same problem as your website. It still has to be found by your intended audience. So there's, I think, a 15-plus step process that goes into the video marketing, and you know, in terms of what we do. And that's why we integrate SEO, video SEO, into our services, because you have to have it. You simply cannot survive with your website without SEO. And so, Kyle, could you maybe again just give a quick answer in terms of, you know, the importance of SEO? Why, obviously we talked about why you need it, but can you talk about whether or not SEO is something you can just do once, whether it's ongoing? What is the rollout for effective SEO essentially?
No, it would be like a good analogy would be like thinking that you can fill your car up once and drive indefinitely, and that's just not the case. You can't just do a one punch SEO and then not do it again. It's an ongoing process, because the minute you it's like if you don't fill up your car, it's not going anywhere. You might fill it up once and get some traction. When it reaches empty and you don't fill it up again, you're not moving. But everybody else that keeps filling their cars up is moving, and they're moving past you. And so it really, it is an ongoing process. And the rules are constantly changing. There's always different rules that are being implemented by Google to kind of weed out the, there's black hat techniques and kind of some shady techniques. And so they're always working to constantly improve their system, so that they can, so the legitimate businesses that are making an honest effort, can rank effectively within their search engine.
And what can our listeners expect in terms of cost for SEO? You talked a little bit about black hat practices, and I know you said shady. I want to clarify that for our listeners. It sounded like you said something else, but I know you said shady practices. Exactly. But it's very true. A lot of companies are out there touting, really inexpensive and cheap SEO. And, again, we talked about free websites. You get what you pay for, so you have to be very, very careful about that. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that have paid companies for SEO, and that segues into my next question, Kyle. What's the litmus test for someone who knows they're receiving effective SEO, besides the obvious, which would mean, your website's ranking and you're receiving well-qualified traffic? What is the benchmark for a business owner to know that they're receiving the SEO that they're paying for?
Yeah, obviously reports can be submitted, and you can ask for reports and from the company that you're working with, and then obviously you're going to see you know, an increase in traffic, an increase in conversions. If your website's, you know, conversion friendly, you're going to see an increase in conversions. secondly, like SEO is not something that just happens within the first, you hire a company, then all of a sudden that week you're experiencing this huge uptick in traffic. It's a gradual, natural, organic process where your traffic continues to increase over time. It's not just, you know, you're not at 10 hits today and 100 hits tomorrow type of a situation. It's a gradual process, but in the long term comparative to pay-per-click, it's much cheaper, much more affordable, and also gets a much better result.
Right. So can you talk to our listeners a little bit about, SEO and the effectiveness of the backlinks and how that all works?
Yeah, so Google used to look at, you used to be able to get a bunch of cheap backlinks to your website, and what you saw was a lot of people just going into different blogs and commenting and then adding their website with a link back to the website, but that's really gone away. I mean, anymore you have to have effective, quality backlinks to your website. And they've also changed it to where, people used to, the old practices were where you would have, you would link, like, it was like, let's say, for instance, for our company, we targeted video SEO, for instance. And so what would happen was a lot of companies, and this was the way it was, you would go build a link, say you did a press release or an article or something like that, then you would link back to your website. You would target video SEO and link that back to your website and kind of have that kind of that same targeting keyword back to your website, video SEO. And the premise behind that was that Google would look at that and say, oh, this website's about video SEO. That's what's linking back to them. But it's kind of changed where you have to have a mixture of links now. You have to have a mixture. I mean, you can still use video SEO, but it's got to be probably, roughly around 20% of what your anchor texts are. The rest of them, they're looking for more natural words like your website address that links back to your website. Or it could be, check out our website here, and here is clicked back to your website. So just more natural things is what they're looking for, and kind of a mixture. So it's not all just the keyword phrase that you're looking to target.
Okay, so while we're on that subject of backlinking, so, one of the shows that we're going to be doing is, why you don't want to drive traffic over to your third-party website, which, we've talked about that in the past, but we're really going to get into a whole show about that again because it's so, so important. And it's one of those things where, I think short-term it really helps, but can you talk a little bit about how, it definitely is effective to have a link on a well-trafficked website and what that does for your website as opposed to, and then the long-term effect of that and why it's kind of a double-edged sword, if you will.
Well, you want, again, it comes back to authority. You want your website ranking on high authoritative sites, or you want your website being linked back to through high authoritative sites. One would be obviously YouTube, which is the second largest search engine and owned by Google. So that would be a place where you'd want to be. Another would be Facebook or Twitter and other sites like that where it's just, naturally linking back to your website. And Google's looking for those things. They want to see that people are taking the effort to build, a name for themselves, some quality links back to the website for themselves and are making an honest effort at that, and that they're not just, spamming a bunch of different sites trying to get links back to their website, which was the old school of doing things. And now if you have that, it's actually hurting your rankings in your website.
Right. In fact, a lot of companies will go through and, find out, kind of do an alert to find out where a particular client's website has backlinks and be able to flush that out and ask people to remove those links because It comes down to, you know, quantity versus quality, and that's really, it used to be quantity, and now it, you know, Google has really upped their game, and now they're looking at quality. So it really does not serve your website or business to hire someone that's creating poor quality links back over to your website. I mean, you might get a little bit of a bang out of it at first, but long term it's going to be very damaging. So, Kyle, what else could we add into about SEO in terms of something that we might not have covered here?
You know, just you want to look for quality. You always want to look for quality. One quality link is by far more effective than 100 crappy links. And so you always want to look. I mean, the main emphasis now is all on quality, not on quantity. More is not always better. And so you want to look for that you're making sure that you're getting those quality links back to your website.
Very good. Very, very good. Yes, we're going to talk a little bit more about this in a later program, but we really wanted to just kind of get it out there just because we get that question a lot. A lot of people are spending upwards of $600 to $1,200 a month on the low end for SEO on a monthly basis. And, you know, it's not unless you really know what you're looking for, and as Kyle pointed out earlier, it's not like you're going to go from 10 hits to 100 hits overnight. It does take time. Google really is all about ensuring that you're legit, and I completely applaud them for that because there's just so much content out there that really is worthless and kind of clogs up the search engine. So it's their way of kind of flushing everything out, which is why it's very difficult to guess the algorithms. Keeping up with the mandates of what they roll out in terms of what they're looking for, it's super important to do that. That all ties into the SEO. So it's just an ongoing process of something that you really need to look at. And a lot of business owners, unfortunately, are just kind of slapping their SEO and their online marketing on autopilot with a company without really knowing whether or not they're being delivered in terms of a tangible product and whether or not it's working. So it really does matter that you take the time to really understand what's going on and how it's affecting your website, because unfortunately Google will we've seen websites get shut down for doing that kind of stuff. So you really have to be careful. SEO summed up very nicely is really about quality, making sure that everything you do is quality content, quality backlinks, and ensuring that what people are searching for is exactly what the intended audience is looking for, and have it kind of mirror each other. Another thing to think about is, you go back, we look at older websites, and you can tell where they have on the one of the sidebars or one of the footers, they just load it up with every single state and city that they're trying to target. Again, that does not help you. Back in the day, it was probably everything that you needed, but certainly not now. And it's one of those things where, if you have a very outdated website, now would be the time to fix that, because those are the types of things that need to be removed. And, your website needs to be brought into modernization and in compliance, for the lack of a better word. So we will talk about this in depth again. We're going to always go back to the SEO because it's ever-changing, and we want to make sure that we provide you with all the latest and current information to ensure that everything we're downloading for you is accurate, current, relevant, and most importantly, useful. So we have to go for now. Again, we're going to be on the road for the next couple of weeks, so we're going to be taping quite a few of our shows. So I do apologize in advance for that. However, the information will still be great. You can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com if you'd like to answer any questions that you have, if you'd like to be a guest on our program, if you have any useful information that we can use that you think our listeners would enjoy, be able to take advantage of and really utilize it in their business. We definitely want to hear from you. You can also call us at 888-996-9697. Again, that number is 888-996-9697. So thanks for joining us. We will be back tomorrow. Kyle, what is our topic for tomorrow? I can't even remember.
Tomorrow's topic, we will be talking about effective website design.
Oh, perfect. One of my favorites. I love, yeah, websites are, they're great, but boy, oh boy, we've seen some crazy websites out there that definitely need updating. So again, our number, 888-996-9697. Our goal is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus from Video Broadcast Services, where our unique approach to business marketing and thriving in today's competitive online marketplace pushes our clients to excellence. Until next time, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.